Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Well, every Thursday at this time, we like to profile both individuals and organizations who are making a difference in society. And I know at this time of year, as we start heading towards the festive season, or hurtling towards the festive season more accurately, I know a lot of you like to make a contribution to those who are less well off than you, who are in a less fortunate position due to whatever reason. And today we thought we would tip you off about two different campaigns who have collections going that you might like to support and make a contribution to. One of them is the Buckets of Hope, run by Cape Town Association for the Physically Disabled. The other is intended to help animals in need, and that is the Santa Cause for Paws. We'll talk about the paws a little bit later in the show. Right now, it's an invitation for you to pack a bucket of hope. As I mentioned, this annual campaign is being run by the Cape Town Association for the Physically Disabled, and it's a great pleasure to welcome their spokesperson to the studio, social worker Fatima Martin. Great to have you with us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for affording us the opportunity. I just want to say it is me who's here today, and our CEO who was going to give you an overview of what we do, and then I will jump into the buckets. I know our time is limited, but be assured we will try and stick to the time.
That's an absolute pleasure. Your CEO, please take a seat in front of a microphone, and I'm going to have to ask you to introduce yourself because you caught me a little bit on the back foot, but great to have you with us.
Thank you, Pippa. The name is Wilfred
Diedrichs.
Wilfred Diedrichs, welcome to the studio as well.
Thank you.
Please tell us a bit more about the Cape Town Association for the Physically Disabled.
Yes, so we're actually quite an old organization. We are registered NPO, established in 1937, in fact, right here in Cape Town by an Englishman, Lord Nuffield, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it took a few changes. It was started with the name of Cape Crippled Care Society, mm-hmm. and that's not politically correct.
Correct anymore, I'll say.
So we changed our name. We ended up at one stage at the St. Giles building opposite Red Cross, and now we in Bridgetown. Tarantal Road.
So based in Bridgetown. Now, by my maths, that makes you 80 years old
this
year.
Absolutely,
that's
quite
so
right.
It's a milestone year for you to be celebrating as well.
Yeah.
What sort of, what's the vision of the organization? What purpose do you serve?
Yes, so we promote the interests of people with disabilities and their families, we do that with a team of professionally trained and registered social workers.
Okay.
We have 13 social workers, 17 altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out into the areas from Simonstown to Bloburg to Bonteville, Khayelitsha. That's the area that we cover. So it's
a big
quite
footprint
large.
For 17 people to cover.
Absolutely.
With a lot of challenges. Obviously, we know there are challenges in terms of access, mm-hmm. in terms of transport, in terms of employment, a huge issue.
And we're a typical NPO. We're mm-hmm. always looking for funds.
Okay.
And that's why we...
Well, are we delighted to be able to offer you the platform. Now,
thank you for that.
Buckets of Hope campaign. Fatima, tell us how long that campaign has been running.
Wow, that's the topic very close to my heart, you know, Papa. Because, as a team, as we sit here, and even I'm of the belief, whoever partner with one another, we are a big family. Mm. But yes, Buckets of Hope, it's an annual project of ours, of many. I have brought along one of our profiles with the various projects. But this time of the year, it's festive season, it's Christmas, Papa, and we're all looking forward to presents and a nice dinner or lunch. And so this time of the year, way before the time, we want to call on communities, when they sit at their Christmas lunch, to think of our clients with disabilities and their families, Papa. Mm. Because, why we say families? Because so often the families can't go out and find employment because they have to take care of the people with disabilities. So coming back to the buckets. So the Buckets of Hope is an initiative that came along plus minus 5 years ago where we thought, Wilfred has said, we have social workers. Now we cover the metropole, and we what I like about us, we don't only focus on one community. Mm. We have different communities. So these buckets of hope, we call on companies, families, and friends. But what I like about us, you know the saying that goes, charity begins at home. Mm. So what do I say? What do I mean by that? So it starts with ourselves. So before I go out and appeal to the public, I go to my colleagues and their friends and their families. Disability is me today, God forbid, you tomorrow. Mm. So that is what I do. And then it goes out, we would want to call on the community to please support us in this campaign. And what it entails is, so it's non-perishable food items, mm-hmm. such as peanut butter, fish, I'm going to just name but a few, lentils, porridges, etc. But ask yourself, Papa, and I'm particularly asking the people who's listening to us, what would you like for Christmas? You know? And so, share of that, you know? What, maybe you have something in the cupboard, or you have 5 cents to spend and add towards maybe this meal. So yeah, but you can also contribute cash. So we've worked out over the last 3 to 4 years a bucket to fill a bucket with non-perishable food items. It's plus minus 150 rand. So really, I checked it out, it's way more than that. But why do we keep it to that amount, Papa? It's because we want everybody to feel part of it. We don't want somebody to see, oh, 150, I don't have. If you give to 10 cents toward a tin of fish, you've been part of it, Papa. Mm.
Now, 150 rand for the full bucket filled with all of the lentils, the maize meal, the rice, the sugar, all the other things you've mentioned. Last year, you managed to distribute, I believe, between 200 and 300 of those buckets.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you hope to do more than that this year?
Oh, I'm sure with your radio station being Cape Talk, having such a big loyal support listeners, I'm telling you, Papa, we can triple it. You know, it's good to be, I'm a big dreamer, and so is our CEO, because if you can't dream, you can't deliver. Mm. You cannot make changes. So I believe, Papa, I've tried to be realistic in saying two, but it's the first time. I will never forget this date and this interview. I've been liaising with Cape Talk over the years. By the way, and during the night, this is my best station. This is what uplifts, you know. So I believe with your radio station coming on board, with your amazing listeners, we will triple that. And guess what? It's not the amount that matters, but I wish you can see, and we will try and forward pics. Is the most exciting part, Papa, is when our social worker goes out and hand over this amazing bucket of hope, giving it to the family, the little ones. So we will add a little sweetie in there, because remember, persons with disabilities and their families also have kids. Mm. They have elderly, they have all ages. So we try and cater for all of them.
I really hope Cape Talk listeners are going to do exactly what you've done and sponsor not just 100 or 200, but several hundred of these buckets, fingers crossed. Wilfred, I know you want to jump in.
Yeah, a quick word in. Just to explain that, you see, Cape Town APD, as we call ourselves, we deal with the poorest of the poor. Mm. The most vulnerable. The United Nations says that people with disabilities are the most vulnerable in the world. So we're dealing with those people here. That is why we need, they don't have food during this time. Mm. So that's why we need this assistance. Yeah.
So we hope listeners are going to contribute and do so generously. What is the deadline if somebody wants to pledge money? Is there a deadline?
Not really.
Papa, can I just jump in there? I'm sorry, I'm very passionate. You can,
I can
see
hear it.
And I can pick it. You also inspire me, because your body language just turns me on to go on forever and to make a difference. But maybe just to say, Papa, We're hoping by the end of November we want to start packing buckets, because mid-December our staff goes on leave, mm-hmm. and some of our clients who doesn't stay in town, they go out. But you know what? We are not there's no casting stones, no strict rules. It can go into January. For those who didn't make it December because they had a small budget, they can go January, Feb, because we can also still give it to that
into
time.
The new year.
And then we also need to give the contact details.
We do. That is, I think, where we need to end. How do we make contact with you if you'd like to support us?
So, first of all, we are based in number 152, Tarantal Road, Bridgetown. And our contact number is 021-637-1204. They can ask for myself, Fatima, Nadira, or our CEO. You know, he's such an amazing person. His plate is so full. But he is really an inspiration because he tries to be everywhere. He says, come Fatima, two is better than one. Let's go and echo our voice at Cape Talk. So those are the three people they could ask for. I think we should just repeat the number if you allow me to.
I will happily do so. It's 021-637-1204. And I'll ask my producer, Amy, to tweet the details as well for those who want to pick up on Twitter later. Thank you so much for being with us. I've got to say goodbye to Fatima Martin, who's a spokesperson for Cape Town Association for the Physically Disabled, and to their CEO, Wilfred Diedrichs, thank you both for being with us today. And may the buckets come flowing in.
And I hope it's not the last.
I hope so too.